Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com or in the comment sections below this YouTube if you're watching it in this way. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and remember the true treasure of being human. And I'm getting ready to have a sneeze. That's what I'm fighting. I'm fighting it. Oh, my God, but I want to sneeze. See if it'll go away. Maybe I'll take a little bit of water. That could help. Anyway, wow, folks, here we are. And this has been a really interesting time because all that transformative energy of the double fire year, yeah, it's unleashed. And it definitely felt unleashed at the end of January, those last few days in January into February. I've gotten a new camera, which I'm trying out for the first time today, and I thought I had my mic stuff all together, and now the mic that I usually clip onto me, it wasn't recording. I don't know what's going on. So I'm using this mic that comes with the camera, and I'm hoping that the video comes out okay. For those of you listening over the radio, hopefully you're getting a clear signal too, because my phone dropped like a minute before I was supposed to broadcast live, so I hope that everything got reconnected and you are actually listening to me right now. Anyway, but you know, this is just how things are rolling, and I'm just surrendered and trusting the process. So anyway, I'm excited for this month, and it is the month when we have Valentine's Day, and so I thought it would be really important to focus on the love. But before I get to that, I want to share with you the elemental wisdom for the past Friday on the 4th, and then for the following upcoming Friday, the 11th, because I won't be broadcasting live again until the 20th. So here's the elemental wisdom for these two Fridays. First, for February 4th, we rolled into a mineral week in this fire month, and the opportunity is about remembering your purpose, allowing the power of love to remind you of whom you truly are and what you really want to do, have, and be in your life. Follow your heart and soul to take the necessary risk to experience your true power and uniqueness. Yeah, so we're in this mineral week. This time, it's really powerful. Now, this coming Friday, the 11th, which is a Master Builder Day, we flow into very rapidly a double water week. Yeah, and the opportunity is about releasing what can no longer support this new journey, this new narrative that 2022 is bringing to you. Call upon the power of love and the element of water to enable you to peacefully and gently bid farewell to the people, places, or things that once sustained you. Express gratitude for these were essential contributions you received to your healing and growth. But now you've outgrown their energy, and it's time to make room for the new energy that is about to show up for you. Embrace vulnerability. Embrace the unknown. Say yes. You see that? So I love it. And so you can't make this stuff up. The synchronicity of it, that the power of love shows up in both of those elemental messages, which is what we're focusing on tonight. Just a reminder that on Saturday, January 22nd, it will be the monthly Earth Day. I'm sorry. Not January 22nd, February 22nd, and it won't be a Saturday. It'll be a Tuesday. That will be our monthly Earth Day. And again, I encourage you to go to their website, www.earthday.org, and check out all the wonderful things like the Campaign for Global Earth Challenge. They're trying to make sure that climate change is something that is studied in school, that children are getting access to that information. There's also the Simple Acts of Green. And again, if you want to just stay up on what's happening, what is the response to people who really care in regards to climate change, they'll have information on that for you as well. And do remember that together, growing our consciousness and our belief and love for this planet, we can make it habitable for the seventh generation that comes after us. Yeah. So here's my overview for tonight, what I'm hoping to accomplish. And to talk about the power of love, but I want to break it down for you. I want to do some defining. So I want to talk about the difference between authentic and inauthentic love. Then we'll talk about the power of love in terms of where does it really come from? What's it really about? You know, because we hear this word, we hear this all the time, but it's easy to get confused because there's different ways that love is being experienced and called in life, which really aren't the authentic experience of love. And then, of course, I'm going to leave you with a personal growth opportunity so that you can take on really, really opening up more to learning about what the power of love really, really is and how it is moving in your life consciously. Yeah, we want to become conscious of this. So my opening quote comes from Mr. Ernest Holmes. He lived from 1887, died in 1960, and he was one of the new thought leaders of the 20th century who wrote the very popular book. He also had a radio show called Science of the Mind. And he said, love is within us. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be ignored. To the extent that we abandon love, we will feel it has abandoned us. Denying love is our only problem, and embracing it is the only answer. Through the power of love, we can let go of past history and begin again. Love heals, forgives, and makes whole. Ashe, beautiful. So in defining the power of love, I want to jump to end of the 20th century new thought leader, Gary Zukav, and from his book, Seed of the Soul, chapter 15, and this is his updated version of the book. He says, what is the nature of power? What does it mean to be a truly powerful human being? Power is not the ability to exert your will upon another person. There is no inner security in that kind of power. That is an attribute of time, and as time changes, that changes too. Do you have a strong body that others cannot challenge? That will change. What will you do then? Do you have a physical beauty that can be used to influence others? That will change. What will you do then? Do you have a cleverness that maneuvers others? What happens when you're too tired to use it or you miss the opportunity? If you're not at home in the world, you live in fear of one who can truly never relax and enjoy life. Is this power? There is no power in fear or in any of the activities that are generated by fear. There's no power in a thought form of fear, even if it's supported by armies. The armies of Rome disappeared more than a millennium ago, but the force of the life of a single human that Roman soldiers put to death continues to shape the development of our species. Who had the power? And of course, you know, Gary giving a nod to Jesus Christ, and is a good kind of analogy to let us know that there is this force that's out there, and things that seem so powerful at the time, overpowering, can take somebody's life. We find out 1,000, 2,000 years later, wasn't as strong as it appeared to be. Yeah. And so that's what it's about. This is what it's about with the difference between what we call authentic power and inauthentic power. So let me break it down a little bit for you by what characterizes them. Starting with inauthentic power, it comes from humans. So like an army, a machine that we build, you know, something like that. That's power that comes from humans or somebody using their fist, you know. Temporal, it will die. It will not last. That's why we call it inauthentic, meaning there's a falseness about it. It seems like it'll always be around, but it won't. It's temporal. It will die. The other characteristic of inauthentic power is it destroys life. Yeah, it's a force that harms. Yeah. Also, it's a force that makes you feel bad. Yeah. It brings anxiety, sadness, anger, hatefulness, judgment, tension. Yeah. Okay. So that's inauthentic power. That's what Gary Zukav calls it. That's what I'm using here. Now let's jump over to authentic power. What is that? Of course, it's going to be the opposite of all that. This is power that comes from a greater order and direction, whatever you call God, whatever you believe created this universe that man could not with as smart as we are online, I could never produce. So authentic power, again, it's so beyond our scope of what we can do. It's eternal. It's everlasting, meaning I don't know how many times humans are going to die and be born again on the earth. That power will always be there. That will always be there for us. It's everlasting. The other important thing is it generates life, okay? It is life generating. That's the authentic power. And it makes you feel good. Calm brings peacefulness. It brings love. Yeah. Brings forgiveness, right? All those wonderful things. So the power of love. Let me give you another Zhukov definition that I pulled together from a couple of his paragraphs, but I wanted to kind of narrow it down for you. So he says, true power that comes from the heart and soul is the power of love. It emanates from the intentions of the soul and is light-shaped, and it is light. Okay, so the power of love being called light, true love, true light, shaped by the intentions of pure love and compassion, guided by wisdom. Really cool. Now, this is the sentence I want you to really, really take in. Really, I want you to eat this. I want you to digest this. I want you to have this start growing in your bodies. Here we go. The power of love is an energy that is focused and directed toward the fulfillment of the task of the soul upon the earth and the development of the personality as a physical instrument of the soul that is appropriate to those tasks. Oh, my God. How wonderful is that? So much in there. There is so much in there. It's even talking about how, you know, how we show up in life, how we look, how we sound, the color of our skin, whether we have hair or not, you know, that all of that is designed to serve a higher purpose, to serve something higher. I love this sentence so much. I'm going to read it one more time because it's just so powerful. It is an energy. Talking about the power of love. It is an energy that is focused and directed toward the fulfillment of the task of the soul upon the earth and the development of personality as a physical instrument of the soul that is appropriate to those tasks. There you go. Sacred contract. There you go. It's all about purpose. It's all about purpose. So the next question is, let's look at this again. Let's look at this differencing with the between the power of fear and the power of love. Because it's, you know, especially in Western culture, we really see this fear stuff being so powerful, and we get very afraid of it. But if we can shift up our perception and our understanding about what love, authentic love, everlasting love is really about, we would be scared of all that physical stuff. It would be just like, okay, let's wait another day, then you'll be gone. So the power of fear or hate, it's external, and it's super glued to the physical 3D reality experiences, okay? Now, we do know that we have some more scientific evidence now that we are definitely beings of light, beings of vibration, that we come from some vibratory matter. It becomes matter, but at first it's just in vibration. It's just in light. So come into this 3D world, okay, and that power of fear and stuff, it is enacted in the three dimension, in our physical sphere. It's powered by the pain body and other subconscious blocks to the truth of who we are. Yes, 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 yes. And what does this mean? This means that the power of love is an internal phenomena, and it's rooted in divine connection that is eternally in flow and operates below and outside the domain of our subconscious. So think about that. Because you always hear about, you know, subconscious, what's operating below us, what's having us, right, live in fear, live in poverty, live in pain, live in struggling and suffering, you know, all this unconscious stuff is going on, and we talk about how we have to shift that up in order to really be in the truth of who we are. But what we don't talk about or think about enough is that underneath all that pain body stuff, all the subconscious stuff, is this eternal, powerful source energy, okay? And it's there. It's just waiting for us to tap into it. And in fact, it is what we use when we go to shift up all of that old stuff, when we shift, when we take on removing the blocks to being the best version of ourselves. Yes, 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 yes. Now, again, this power of love is an eternal phenomenon. It's rooted in divine connection that is eternally in flow and operates below and out of the domain of the subconscious. And this is really, really important, it's mysterious, unknowable, and sacred. It is not a power that we can take on trying to control. Yeah. So then you ask, especially in Western culture, right, so then why would I want to bother with it? If I can't control it, why would I want to bother with it, right? Yeah, that's our problem. That's a big part of our problem. And what this is asking you to do is to surrender to it, to let go of thinking you've got to know how to use the power of love, how to have the power of love, but to step into a willingness to believe that it's always there, always waiting for you to ask it to help you. So that's the question about how do I connect to the power of love. You got to be open to learning how to grow and expand your capacity to live it by being free willings. Three willings that we have to do. And excuse me for one second here because I just got to stop and I will see if I can start this up again and if it'll do it for me again. I think it might. We'll try it and see. Okay. So here we go. Three willings that we need to step into in order to access this power of love, to have it be more in our conscious experience. First is willing to believe that it exists. And, you know, we find this hard to do because of our core wounds, right? Next is willing to hold it as sacred, mysterious, unknowable. We can't be in control of it. And then the third willing is the willing to learn how to experience it at every stage of our life for the sole purpose, and there's a, you know, double entendre there, soul and also our soul purpose of becoming the very best you. Yeah, that's what it's designed for. So here's a personal growth opportunity for you this week. It's about awareness, contemplation for clarity, and then grabbing hold of your wisdom and using it. So here's the first part. You want to grow your experience of the power of love by becoming more acquainted with it. So here's the awareness. I want you to notice who you love that you are complaining about and what you are complaining about. So, you know, in married relationships, it's going to be the husband or the wife, right? With family, it might be children or could be a cousin. Could be with work colleagues. You know, you may love this person, but you're always complaining because they're not doing what you want them to be doing, or they did this or that, whatever it is. So pay attention to that. You want to figure out who is that person you love that you're constantly complaining about, and what are you complaining about? Next, you're going to go into this contemplation for clarity. You're going to ask yourself, why am I complaining, and why has this made fear consciousness in me? Yeah. Why am I complaining, and why this has you in fear consciousness? Then you're going to ask yourself, what is the most loving thing that I can do to heal from that fear, from heal from that situation? Because it's causing you, right, something that don't feel good, right? We don't want to be in that. And then you're going to ask to remember what is the most loving thing you can do to support your loved one to heal from their pain. Yeah. because it may be that they're demonstrating that they're out of balance or out of sorts. They've got some pain going on or something like that. So, again, first you start with you. You take on healing your pain, and then you're going to also ask to remember what's the most loving thing you can do to support them to heal theirs, right? And last but not least, the most important thing is I suggest you do daily prayers asking the fear in the situation entire and in its entirety to be transformed into love. Try that. I've done that. It's very powerful. You have to do it in earnest, okay? And also letting go of trying to know, figure it out. Just let yourself see what shows up, see what happens, yeah. And I will put that, I promise, I'll put it on my Facebook page and in the community page, what those steps were for this personal growth opportunity. My Sarah saying for tonight is something that she wrote down from Maya Angelou. And Maya says, we spend precious hours fearing the inevitable. It would be wise to spend that time adoring our families, cherishing our friends, and living our lives. Ashe. I am going to close out tonight, as I always do, with thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for what they continue to do into 2022 to make sure that I have a platform to bring these important spiritual skills to you. I want to shout out to all my regular listeners, all the people who I am supporting right now as they are doing their wisdom walking, to all of those who have wisdom walked with me, and you know who you are, to my family on both coasts, and a special shout out to my dear friend, Syria, who lost her brother very recently, and just sending you lots of love, Syria, to you and Craig and Christopher, to the entire family. And I also don't want to forget my family in Wisconsin and other parts of the Midwest like Ohio. My dear friend Juanita, shout out to you. Your book should be out. Her book is called The Inner Ground Railroad, where she's going to be using the medicine wheel, her personal stories and the personal stories of a dear friend of hers as they talk about, you know, racial conflict in America and what we can do personally to take on healing from that pain. Love it. I also want to shout out to my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and those who may be listening or watching for the first time. Thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do any of this without your loving support. Yes, yes, yes. Now, this broadcast will get repeated next Sunday, February 13th, and then I'll upload a video, as I said, to my YouTube channel, Self Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I know that I haven't gotten out my annual message into a video. I had problems as I got this new camera, so we'll see. But I am committed to doing that. It is coming. It's going to happen. My next live broadcast will be on Sunday, February 20th. And I'll share two of The Power of Love, which again will bring you wisdom and insights on writing your new narrative and becoming the best version of you in 2022. Again, I'm also doing my live streaming and posting of my astrology videos. Again, you can find that on my website. You can find them on the website too, as well as the YouTube channel. And the book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available at Amazon and through Kindle, through Walmart, through Abe's Books, through Barnes & Noble's and other online booksellers. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me. Use my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you again. And please have a healthy and safe mineral and water weeks, remembering your purpose and releasing what can no longer serve you now. Also continue to take care of yourself. COVID is not gone. It's still walking around. A couple more people in my family got it. Some of them got it again. So please continue to wear the proper mask. If you can't wear a mask, then strengthen your immune system. We all need to be doing that anyway. Practice safe relating. Wash your hands frequently. Avoid perceived safety and do embrace science safety. And most important, please remember, you are not disposable. In fact, you are divine. Good night now.